proclamation number 8751 dated the February 12, 1964. Counteracting misguided views about Jesus' incarnation. I only ever want to put an end to doubts which slip into your hearts but which are good, because only then can you receive clarification. Because a person who thinks he knows the truth and never asks for it cannot be taught either. As a result of my will, something will always happen again which will make you doubt, and thus you'll inwardly feel urged to question it. And many misguided views are prevalent which are partly due to wrong instructions and partly due to lack of understanding, and these are the ones I want to correct. One of them is the popular opinion that Jesus' soul had been incarnated several times before my human manifestation in him, because human beings do not know the working of the world of light on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. Until they understand the correlations, they will remain indifferent to such misguided teachings and reject them in the belief that they have the right knowledge. Consequently, these correlations have to be explained to people time and again, which is exactly what I always do. Because Romans 1, the eternal truth, will always convey the truth to people and disprove every misguided teaching and substantiate it. The beings of light, which had remained faithful to me when Lucifer and his followers deserted me, are permanently working with me and within my will. The activity in the spiritual kingdom cannot be explained to you, but they participate in the formation of new creations of the most diverse kinds, because they incessantly endeavor to provide the fallen substances with every opportunity to ascend, since their profound love constantly urges them to take redeeming actions. They will also descend to earth themselves if people's spiritual hardship calls for it. All of this has been explained to you several times already. But you live in an age which has been preceded by many phases of development. And the world of light has always been instrumental in furthering the progress of human beings. And there were also times when I myself, the eternal love, took care of people who had ignited love in their hearts themselves, whose nature was thus on the way to returning to me. However, due to the encumbering original sin, there was still a long distance which could only be bridged by Jesus' act of salvation. Nevertheless, my love was concerned that they should not succumb to my adversary's temptations, which he had constantly used to tie them to himself. And thus I revealed myself to them through my word. I came to the people on earth in my word, and the word was spoken by a spirit of light who descended to earth for the very purpose that the people could hear the word of the Father. Because I myself was not visible to human beings, but even this spirit of light only remained visible to people for as long as I wanted to speak through it. Thus the being of light was not embedded in a human being. In fact, it was an original spirit who had not fallen, but this original spirit did not come to earth for the purpose of becoming a child of God, which is associated with the mission, but for people it was purely a visible external shape for my ward, which was supposed to be heard as if it was spoken between one person and another, but without having a compelling effect on them. Since I am the ward myself, I myself came to earth to those whose hearts were filled with love. And now I adopted the shape of a spirit of light for myself. However, he was not physically incarnated as a human being on earth, but again was only active as a pure spirit who had the power to visibly show himself to people or to dissolve the shape of his own will again. And in this manner I stayed with human beings several times. And Jesus' soul, the most loving spirit who came forth from me, was of service to me too, so that my word could be spoken through him, that he thus remained a man amongst men, on the face of it. But the act of my human manifestation in Jesus was a most unusually significant process which is to be explained as well. I chose the most elevated and perfect spirit of light for myself, whose greater than great love justified this foremost position, and therefore it was the first time that he took on a human embodiment when he was to serve me, the highest and most perfect spirit of eternity, as a cover, because my human manifestation in him has been and remains a unique event. A previous incarnation as a human being could not have been possible, because such an existence as a human being would have required him to stay in the region of my adversary, who is still extremely powerful since the original sin had not yet been redeemed, and the forces of darkness would then have clung to his soul, which he could certainly have shaken off, but he could not have redeemed them, because the act of salvation was necessary for this. But where I wanted to manifest myself, no dark being was permitted to have tempted before, and no act of unkindness should previously have taken place, not even in defense against evil beings, which, however, could not have been prevented, because an embodied being of light cannot hand itself over to the darkness. All these happenings are comprehensible when Jesus Christ's act of salvation is taken into account, which first had to redeem the fallen being's original sin. But an incarnation as human being will always imply either the salvation of a fallen original spirit, or to enable a non-fallen original spirit to take the path through the abyss in order to become a child of God. However, just as soul is given the most arduous mission for its earthly progress, it voluntarily took extreme suffering upon itself, but the love which filled his soul in abundance gave him the strength to do so. Even before its descent to earth, it had already consisted of the utmost profusion of light, and thus was in truth, my son, in whom I am well pleased. Single quote: I could only embody myself in a soul like that. This human manifestation of God was only possible in him, only he could completely integrate with me, thus becoming one with me. Amen.